KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Becky Cele says the main focus at the site of a building collapse in George remains getting people out of the rubble. The death toll has now risen to 19, while 35 people remain unaccounted for. The five-story building collapsed with dozens of construction workers on site last week, Monday. Rescue officials have been on the ground ever since, trying to rescue those trapped under the rubble. Cele visited the Southern Cape city yesterday and met with the families of the victims. He says they cannot speculate on what caused the collapse.
We usually give the information to the public that has been found by the investigation. We don't preempt what we think of. The investigation that police have started, nobody knows exact number from the very way go even now. For us to know exactly those, we'll have to get the identification document.
Now today marks a week since the incident that trapped around 81 workers. Cele says he believes the number the contractor has provided of people who were working on site at the time of the incident may just be an estimate.
They will be looking and working with other departments. Municipality will be part of that. Labor will be part of that and others. Looks like quite a big number of people that are foreign nationals. Are they documented? Are they not documented? People that can know that are people that employ those people and the people from the Department of Labor and Employment.
KZN MEC for Health Nomagugu Simelane says without nurses, the country's health system would collapse. Simelane joined the rest of the world in observing International Nurses Day yesterday. The day was celebrated under the theme, Our Nurses, Our Future, the Economic Power of Care.
We want to say to our nurses, keep up the good work. And we want to say, please treat our communities the way we would want to be treated ourselves. Treat our communities the way we would want our relatives, our mothers, our fathers to be treated. But we also want to send a message to communities themselves to say, can you please respect and protect our nurses?
And abroad, Russia's defense minister is going to be removed more than 2 years into the war in Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin has proposed replacing his longtime ally Sergei Shoigu. Ivan Quich from the International Center for Defense and Security says it's likely due to a frustration with the country's progress in the war.
Unless he had a behind-the-stage fallout with Putin, which doesn't seem, we don't have evidence really for that, we can assume that his position will remain close to Putin, and that's what matters ultimately in Putin's Russia.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 23 today. Pietermaritzburg, 21. Richards Bay, 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
Oh, well done.
And coming up in your sports, Arsenal take the league title race to the last day. Wins for College, Westville and St. Charles in schoolboy rugby action. And Novak Djokovic out of the Italian Open.